It wasn't clear today whether the British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, had reshuffled his cabinet or the cabinet had reshuffled him. Six ministers have resigned within the last 24 hours. Adding to Brown's woes is deep public anger over the scandal of Parliament members abusing their expense accounts. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports, the Prime Minister is fending off calls for his own resignation.
Gordon Brown heads tomorrow morning to the beaches of Normandy to commemorate with President Obama the Allied landings of 1944. But today he was fighting for his own political life. One senior minister, in stepping down, openly called for Brown's resignation, and another female minister resigned, accusing him of treating her like female window dressing. On top of that, Brown's ruling Labour Party took a hammering in yesterday's local elections. But the Prime Minister was having none of it.
Yes, it was a tough night. But we fight on for what we believe. I will not waver. I will not walk away. I will get on with the job and I will finish the work.
Perhaps the toughest 24 hours of Gordon Brown's career have, of course, been a gift for the opposition parties, especially the Conservatives, who are leading Labour by a long way in the polls. Under the British parliamentary system, a Prime Minister can call a general election at any time, up to 5 years from the last one. So there must be a poll by next June at the latest. Chief political commentator for the independent newspaper John Rentoul is not confident that Brown will last that long.
We know how you get rid of prime ministers in this country. It happened to Margaret Thatcher and it happened to Tony Blair. There are waves and waves of plots, convulsions, unhappinesses, and just straightforward assassination attempts. This one hasn't worked, but it's inflicted enough damage to make it much more likely that the next time they come for him, they'll get him.
The problem with that, though, is what happens if they do get him? Brown would step down, a new leader would be voted in by the party. The new Home Secretary, Alan Johnson, is the current favourite. But then there would be pressure on him to call a general election immediately. As one rather pessimistic, unnamed Labour minister put it today, the choice for the Labour Party is a slow, inevitable death if it sticks with Gordon Brown until next June, or an instant death if it changes its leader now. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.